భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ.
హరే కృష్ణ. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3rd చాప్టర్ 27 టైటిల్ ఇంద్ర అండ్ సురభి ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 7. యే మత్విదా అజ్ఞా జగదీశా మానినా త్వాం వీక్ష్య కాలే అభయం ఆశు తాత్ మదం హిత్వా ఆర్య మార్గం ప్రభజంతి అపస్మయా ఇహ ఖలానాం అపి తే అనుశాసనం. ఏ మద్విదాజ్ఞా జగదీశమానినాస్ త్వం వీక్ష్య కాలే భయమాశు తన్మదం హిత్వార్య మార్గం ప్రభజంత్యపస్మయా ఇయా కళానామపితేను శాసనం. ఏ మద్విదజ్ఞా జగదీశమానినాస్ త్వం వీక్ష్య కాలే భయమాశు తన్మదం హిత్వార్య మార్గం ప్రభజంత్యపస్మయా ఇహా కళానామపి తేను శాసనం. ఏ మద్విదాజ్ఞా జగదీశమానినా త్వం వీక్ష్య కాలే భయమాశు తన్మదం హిత్వార్య మార్గం ప్రభజంత్యపస్మయా ఇయా కళానామపి తేను శాసనం. జగదీశ Mataji's
He Madhvidagya Jagadisha Manina
ये दोजु मत्विदा लाइक मी अज्ञा फूलिश पर्सन्स जगतीशः एज लॉर्ड्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स मानिना फॉल्सली आइडेंटिफाइंग देमसेल्स त्वं यू Viksha, seeing, Kale, at time, of fear, Abhayam, fearless, Ashu, quickly, Tat, there, Madham, false pride, Hitva, abandoning, Arya, of devotees, progressing in spiritual life. Margam, the path. Prabhajanti, they take to fully. Apasmaya, free of pride. Iha, the activity. Kalanam, of the wicked. Api, indeed. Te, by you. Anushashanam, the instruction. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even fools like me, who proudly think themselves universal lords, quickly give up their conceit and directly take to the path of the spiritually progressive, when they see you are fearless even in the face of time. Thus, you punish the mischievous only to instruct them. Purport. History is filled with examples of the supreme authority breaking the conceit of foolish men. Modern world leaders proudly fight one another, pleasing the common people in unprecedented jeopardy. Similarly, Indra, proud of his apparently illustrious position, dared to threaten the lives of the innocent residents of Vrindavan with terrible weapons, until his arrogance was curbed by the dynamic response of the Supreme Lord. Nowadays, governments in the Western countries tend to be elected democratically, and thus the mass of people become identified with the destiny of their leaders. When the proud leaders engage in violence, the people who elected them bear the brunt of such belligerent decisions. Thus, the people in the democratic nations of the world should elect Krishna-conscious leaders who will establish an administration consonant with the laws of God. If they fail to do so, their materialistic leaders, oblivious of the will of the Supreme Lord, will undoubtedly be chastised by cataclysmic events, and the people who elected such leaders, being responsible for their leaders' acts, will share in the suffering. It is ironic that in modern democracies, not only do the leaders consider themselves universal controllers, but the mass of people considering the leaders merely their representatives rather than representatives of God also consider themselves as a people to be the controllers of their nation. Thus, the chastisement mentioned in this verse has become unprecedentedly applicable to people in general in the modern world. Modern man should not simply make himself a lesson of nature by falling down from his proud position. Rather, he should submissively execute the will of the all-attractive personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, and usher in a new era of sanity, tranquility, and widespread enlightenment. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam and today's verse. Very, very important verse in our devotional path. How do we assess ourselves and what is pleasing to the Lord and what is not pleasing to the Lord. So here Indra is offering his prayers. Now Indra is a devotee. He is a Vaishnava. But in this verse, of course, he has come to his senses. As it is said in the previous, he knows the philosophy inside out. He knows everything. But then it is very strange for us How is it that, you know, a person who knows everything, who has been personally selected by the Lord for that position, who is representing the Lord, he is doing his seva, but then time and again, what happens to him? Of course, we should not be any way disrespecting Indra. Indra is a very exalted person. But the Lord uses Indra to teach us a lesson. Why Indra? The more important a person is in the society, the more impact he creates in the society. So whatever has to be taught, if it is taught through famous personalities, then the impact is more effective. So we have heard how the Lord uses Brahma, Lord uses Shiva, and of course Indra is used time and again, again and again. It's very difficult to understand that, well, we may think that how is it possible? But Indra time and again, it is not that once, twice, thrice, he does something, but only difference is he runs to the Lord. He takes shelter of the Lord. And then the Lord will, many times he crushes his pride, or he protects him, he saves him from demons, or he gives back his wealth. But what he does is very difficult, you know, getting attracted to Gautam Rishi's wife, Ahalya, or trying to steal Prithu's horses, or trying to kill the children within Diti's womb. Several things he has done, but then the Lord is there. So he is using him for us to know that, you know, no matter who you are, what is our position compared to Indra? If it can happen to Indra, what is our position? How careful, how vigilant. Maya is very powerful. This is what Prabhupada used to say. I am only concerned about my disciples that they are not enough fearful of Maya what they should be. Or he himself, by his own example, he would be praying, and Prabhupada, what were you praying? So Prabhupada would say that I was praying, please protect me against Maya. So of course here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Indra is used here. We all respect him for his position and his service. But then of course the Lord, when he chastises, there is an instruction. So, when we are in path of devotional service, of course we are sincerely trying, but it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, which comes in the first canto, it's a very nice verse. It says, dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho vartahyo upakalpati nartasya dharma khantasya dharma kamo labaya hi smritha. What does it mean, this verse? When we follow spiritual life, or when you take up spiritual life, it should be done for what? Only for our purification. Only for achieving the goal of life. It should not be done for that desire that what can I get, or sense gratification. It should not be done. Quite sensible, we know it. But the next line says, but when you are doing devotional service, you will get material results. You will be empowered. You will be famous. You will be successful. You will be appreciated. So many things will come. But at that time, if you identify with that, And then that will be a big obstacle. It will be there. So the question is, what happens? It will be there. You can't avoid. But even in that state, a person, how he remains very sober, detached, not to get affected, he has to be of really very advanced consciousness. It is very natural that the false ego will make us feel, this is what I am doing it. It is through me. This is my opinion. This is my idea. This is my thoughts. And this is the result. And it is appreciated. But Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Prakriti Kriyamanani. He says that only the foolish person will think that he is the doer. Now this sounds very nice to hear, but when it comes to practice, I remember one doctor, of course, he was a surgeon. Of course, he had a very nice question to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He was really concerned about, so he was putting across one question that, when this happens, so Maharaj didn't really try to answer that what he asked. He said that, your hands, you're a surgeon. You know this hand? This is by the grace of Lord it is moving. If the grace is not there, it will not move. Now this is one point, the question of something else, but he said only this. Of course, person who is wise, we should know that, if that is wise, then what is there to be proud of? But then, of course, there will be so many things happening around you. Obviously, it is going to affect you. So if there is no proper association, no proper instruction, it is very natural. So Indra was, just imagine Indra becoming just so furious. He became angry and he acts like a terrorist. He wants to murder. He's just sending a thunderbolt and his plan is to just vanquish them. Nothing less than that. What happened to him? A devotee. So what happens at that state, that intoxicated state, we lose our balance. That is why a few weeks back when His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj was saying one is matha, means you're mad. Pramatha, you are more mad. Unmatha, you are really crazy, insane. So when you're mad, you speak, you blabber something, not so bad. But Pramatha, you are speaking something more. Unmatha, you have gone mad. So when Unmatha means you become mad, we know what happens when a person becomes mad. We see other people mad. But we will never know that when we are mad, how are we speaking? We'll never know because we are thoroughly convinced. A madman is convinced about what he speaks or what he acts or how he behaves. So what is the way you will be told what is right or wrong? Completely absorbed in his. So this is how Indra acted, and here today he is offering these prayers that even fools like me, this is what, such a nice thing to feel, this is a great realization. But unfortunately, after a few, not even hardly any time, then again he tries to attack Krishna. When for Satyabhama, the Parijat flower is taken, it comes just another way. Then he goes, and he again, what happened to him? He's forgotten. Again he forgets about that, what is his position. But here he is realizing, my position, I am a fool. I proudly think I am Universal Lord. So here he's saying that there are many people like this, but then as soon as they see your supremacy, they take to this path. And in the purport it is said, in the history, there are several such cases, of course, in the modern history, passes through. How big, big, big kings. How then, you know, what happens and how the way they behave, and then they are smashed and they are brought down to their senses and they realize. So this happens. So here it is said that, especially about democracy, it is said. Now, one sense it is said democracy is the proper government, you know, the proper solution to all problems. But who are the people electing? The people have no understanding, as it is said. Even the people don't have. They are also thinking that they are lords. They are thinking that, you know, we are the controllers. They are thinking that I am the master. And whom he is going to select? Obviously, someone who is not of good character. Even if he is from the masses, the person who is coming. So Prabhupada says, Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi means Raja and Rishi. Who is Raja? He has got all the opulence, he has all the power, he has all the wealth. And Rishi, he has the character of a servant, that he is servant of the Lord. So he becomes Raja Rishi. So many, many years back we used to have debate, which is favorable, monarchy, dictatorship or democracy? Of course, the point to divinize is monarchy. If the king is Raja Rishi, just by one person being a Raja Rishi, he is sincere. Of course, in Kali Yuga, even if there is one Raja Rishi, it will be difficult. But when there is one Raja Rishi, the Lord will empower him and he will help him in all possible ways to manage. Now, even one person. So we have several examples where, you know, Raja Rishis, when they rule the world, everything is going on nicely because they are representing the Supreme Lord. They want to administer, keeping the Lord in the center, His will, His law, for His pleasure. So naturally the Lord reciprocates, everything goes on. So this is what is needed. This is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told when Prabhupada said, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave this instruction, you are an educated man, you should go to the Western world. Prabhupada had a very logical answer, who will listen to us? We are slaves, we are under British rule. If we go there and speak, you are coming from a country, you are slaves. What do we have to speak? So what did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, governments will come and go. What difference does it make? But this message cannot wait. It is an emergency. You don't have to wait. And Prabhupada accepted defeat. Prabhupada saying, I was defeated. I accepted it. That was in 1922. And for the rest of his life, he never forgot that. Even though he left in 1965. But this was in his heart. This cannot wait. And one person, he took it up. And see the power, what he did all over the world. With that faith that he has to represent. Even if there is so many obstacles. Impossible, right? One sense, impossible. Going to the Western world. But this is what. So Indra is saying about governments. So it is monarchy, the emperor, Raja Rishi, and then naturally all the followers. It is not communism or capitalism or democracy or dictatorship. But if this is not, then everything is chaos. So it is very a profound subject for ourselves. We may think, well, this is what Indra is speaking. This is Indra's problem. Where am I? How does it relate to me? So there is one very interesting story connected to this to make us understand. This is from Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya's time. Now Ramanujacharya had two very intimate followers, disciples. One was Kuresh and another was Dasharathi. Now Dasharathi happened to be his relative. He was his cousin. Now Dasharathi, Even before he had met Ramanujacharya, he was from a very aristocratic family, Brahmin, gentle, kind, scholar, humble also. All these qualities he had, and he had so many people who were appreciating him. He had his followers. And one day Dasharati comes to Ramanujacharya and he asks, Gurudev, can you please tell me what is the essence of this verse? Sarva dharma parityajya mama ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papyabhyu moksha ishyami masucha. Very simple. We know all this. This is the first verse we memorize when we come to Krishna consciousness. One is Dehinosmin, another is Sarva Dharma Paricha. Want to impress anyone? I know Bhagavad Gita slokas. So, but here, this scholar, he's not an ordinary person, Dasharatha. He's asking Ramanujacharya, what is the essence of this? Now, Ramanujacharya is a spiritual master, of course, he's always a well-wisher, he always like to correct, he want to, you know, you want to see that if I have to give him something, it has to really be very effective. So he thought that he is my cousin. Anyway, there is some type of a familiarity. So he said, see, look, I will not be able to answer this question to you now. Why don't you do one thing? I have my godbrother. My senior godbrother is there. He is in this village. You go. You serve him nicely. When he is very satisfied, he will give you the answer. So Dasharatha goes, he serves him, and at the right time he'll ask, please tell me, what is the essence of this verse from Bhagavad Gita? So now this godbrother of Ramanujacharya, he says, look, you are a disciple of Ramanujacharya, and you know everything. You know, what is my position? You do one thing, you go back. You go back and ask Ramanujacharya, he will tell you. So he comes back to Sri Rangam and he is waiting for Gurudev's darshan appointment so that we can ask again. So that time it so happened that when he was about to meet Ramanujacharya with this that I asked him, he told you to ask you only. No? I went from you, you told, but he is sending me back to you. So when before you could just ask, one very young lady enters. She is from a far off village and she is in a lot of distress. She is literally in tears, crying. She is saying, Gurudev, I am in a really a big problem. In my house in village, I have my family, my husband, my other family members, but I am going through so much difficulty. When I have to collect water, I have to travel kilometers. And every time I have to get water, if I am late, they chastise me. I am in so much anxiety. They are not happy with whatever I do. They are really causing me a lot of torture. And I have to cook. Then if the food is not proper, then you know again they chastise me, they criticize me. I don't know what is happening. I want to be a very chaste wife. I want to be a very nice servant. But I am becoming very weak, I am exhausted, I don't have any strength. You know, what should I do now? I can't do anything. But I want to, but this is what is the situation there at my home. So Ramanujacharya says, actually what you need is a servant. And here is the servant. Who is the servant? Dasharatha is the servant. So he is a servant, he will come with you. Dasharatha, you have to go to her house. And you have to help in all this. Now Dasharatha is the disciple, Gurudev's order. Remember, Gurudev will not give you such instruction unless you are surrendered. We may say, Gurudev, any instruction? Of course, Gurudev will chant four regulative principles, follow. The degree a person is surrendered. Now Dasharatha was very surrendered. He told him, go. And he went. Just imagine, what is his position? Who is he? Now he is going to this village which is very far, and in their house, he is doing a menial work.
and no one knows who is he. Now this lady didn't know who is Dashrathi. He just said, this is the man, you go. Now he is cooking, he is cleaning, he is fetching water, he is getting criticized. And who are the people? They are mundane people, you know. They are just villagers. They are not some devotees whom he is serving. They have their own other thing. But he is just following. And this way, 6 months passed. He just doing these activities, Dashrathi. And one day there was one preacher who came to the village. He was a Mayavadi. And that was his off day. Dashrathi was given off. Today is your off day, no? There is one off day in a week. So Dashrathi had permission from his employers to go and attend the satsang. And this Mayavadi philosopher obviously was speaking about, there is something beyond absolute, which is formless, invisible. And that is the ultimate truth, the final. They see, Dashrathi will not be able to tolerate, but he is a cook. In the villagers, they know him as a cook. He is a servant. So he started speaking that, why are you saying like this? It is Narayan, and we are all eternal servants of Narayan. So this preacher, of course, Mayavadi, he said, what is your position? You are a cook. You just act according to your nature. Go and cook. Don't try to defy me. I know what I'm speaking. You are a cook. How dare you speak about... Well, Dashrathi could not tolerate. At here he could not tolerate. So he started giving references from left, right, center. And this Mayavadi philosopher was totally defeated and he fell flat at his feet. So when the villagers saw that this person has fallen flat at his feet, very renowned preacher who the village so much respected, all the villagers started finding out, who is this person, and they could find out that this is Dashrathi. He is disciple of Ramanujacharya. What are you doing here? Cooking? You're wasting your time. You should be preaching. Dashrathi was not at all affected by that. My Gurudev has said, cooking, cleaning, fetching water, serve this lady, and fully content, satisfied, no other aspiration, desire. But the village leaders, they felt no. They came all the way to Sri Rangam and they told Ramanujacharya, what is happening? This Dashrathi, your disciple, such a scholar, is so humble. He just doesn't identify himself with who he is. We know who he is, but he has no identification. He's just working and that too serving this family. When Ramanujacharya heard this, he was so happy, so ecstatic. Why? Because that is disciple what he wants. I mean, that's what a guru wants to see. So he saw, oh my God, my disciple is become, that's what I wanted. Fine. So these villagers said, we are sending him back to you. He said, no, you don't send him. I am coming there. So Ramanujacharya walked all the way from Sri Rangam to that village. And Dashrathi saw his Gurudev has come. Just Ramanujacharya embraced him with so much affection, love, tears, ecstasy. He told him, that is the time he told him, now you have realized the essence of this verse, Sarva Dharma Parityaj. So on the way back, he was telling him, that I could have given you answer that time, you know, but that would have been just a words. But I wanted you to realize. So now you have realized. So you realized. So if a person has realized that, then you make him a Raja Rishi. You put him in any position. He is not identifying with that position. Because he is identifying with his constitutional position of, you know, being a servant. So this is how Ramanujacharya, on the way back, he was so happy, he just appreciated him. Now you realized, this is the essence of this verse. He absorbed himself. And obviously in that mood, where is a question about, you know, what type of humiliation or... So well, when it is said that one sense we all are Indras, we all have our... it is very natural that when there is a position or there is some success or there is some empowerment or there is any type of success we see, we try to identify, of course, it is me. Even though Bhagavad Gita Shloka says, you are not the doer. Well, but the false ego is so strong, it will not make you, unless there is a chastisement. Of course, no one will like to go through chastisement. It's very painful, very scary. I don't want chastisement. I don't want that. But anyway, the point is that it's not necessary that you have to go through chastisement. It is not necessary that it has to happen in your life. So here he's showing through Indra and, you know, these type of stories that, you know, how ultimately it is. So Indra was very powerful. He had thunderbolt. He could do anything. He can smash things. But what could he do to his false bride? Can he use his thunderbolt to his false bride? And that thunderbolt was of any use? With thunderbolt you could smash mountains. But as the bride is concerned, my God, it is like a big mountain. What is your skill, your knowledge, your whatever you have? Well, I know we pray sometimes, please make me, don't make me proud, don't make me proud. But where? So here, by these examples where Ramanujacharya, spiritual master's role, he did it, Krishna personally did to Indra time and again, so many pitfalls again and again, to bring this point that this is it. So in the last paragraph here, it's very interesting. So I'll repeat again this last paragraph for the purport. This is for all of us, for each and every one of us who are seekers of the truth, want to overcome all obstacles in life, and we also want to become, so that we get tracked the mercy of the Lord. Without His mercy, things impossible. So he says, last paragraph, modern man should not simply make himself a lesson of nature by falling down from his proud position. Rather, he should submissively execute the will of the all-attractive personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, and usher in a new era of sanity, tranquility, and widespread enlightenment. So in other words, when we look through, everyone in one sense is insane. If the will of Lord is not accepted and you're acting, that means so you just imagine the society. Now here it is said sanity, tranquility and widespread enlightenment. These three things will never be there. Right? There'll be no sanity. There'll be no tranquility. There'll be all chaos, hypocrisy, quarrel, and what to speak about all the materialistic qualities, what will breed greed, lust, envy, anger. And here is saying that modern man, that means one person, no? It's modern man, that means each one. So each one of them can make a big difference in the society. Sometimes you may say, what difference does it make, you know, one person, but see, everywhere there is so much chaos and chaos. You know, one man, what I am trying, nothing will happen. It is not going to affect. But here it is said that even one person, which of course Prabhupada did, one person, but similarly each person's responsibility that, you know, how he accesses this truth, absorbs, realizes, and then disseminates, so much it can affect. So many people can get affected. So then this place can become a place of sanity, tranquility and widespread enlightenment. So in our day-to-day life, it is not that Krishna will, there will be something like major thing. But in our day-to-day life, we have very common experiences. Somebody doesn't accept our opinion, and we are so sure about this is my opinion and this is correct. Why are they not accepting this idea? Somebody may criticize, somebody may neglect, may disrespect. Experiences are there. How do you feel? So is it Krishna sending some thunderbolt to crush? So this is day-to-day life we can see. So that means, that sense, every moment is an opportunity. Huh? It makes very exciting, no, life. Every opportunity is a chance. Oh, this is my God. This is it. Am I becoming angry now? Is a provoking situation? What should I do? Is it something for my own welfare? Oh, great. If it is welfare, then no anger. So this type of sanghas, this type of knowledge, when we hear again and again and again and again and again, so we can bring sanity in our life. Otherwise, yes, provocation, anger, and in our own way, criticizing, finding faults. These are all the root cause is we are identifying with what we are not. I am so and so. I have the power. People, and they see around. So Indra was used by Krishna to instruct us, teach us, and this is going on in the parampara, so that the spiritual master, unless of course you are fully surrendered, he can chastise. But where does Guru chastise? We say, oh, I won't. Really, he'll never chastise you because you're not surrendered. You know, if anyone receives chastisement, my God, it's great. That means he really waking you up. He's loving you. So Krishna did this because Krishna loved Indra. He loved him because he is his devotee, is his disciple. He is getting distracted. He should be purifying his consciousness and going back to the spiritual. What is he doing here, you know? Nonsense. He is getting angry. So I had to do something for him. Bring him back to his senses. And in his senses, he is offering prayers. One after another prayers. Which is very nice prayers, you know. Nice prayers. I am a fool. You are so and so. What I am doing, you know. Please, what is happening? Please forgive me. So this is a nice consciousness, but false ego will not allow always to have that consciousness. So time and again, these type of instructions, these type of leelas are very, very effective for our own growth and assessment. Discuss with each other. Prabhu, please tell me. How do I do that? How do you? So, we are finished. So this is how we are very fortunate to understand that I was just 1 minute that last few days this has been a very, this about the cricketer retiring and such a big, and he's speaking about, you know, my journey home, my journey was so, I appreciate, I have nothing against. But I think we can also ask, what about our journey? How glorious it has been till now. How fortunate we are, what we received. Isn't it something very rare? Get a chance in this human life, this opportunity. We can also speak like this. Oh, I am grateful to so-and-so, this. I am grateful to Gaurang Priya for your association. Thank you. This time in Yatra, there was a very, very important point. I'll end there. It takes millions of births to come in the association of devotees. This he was speaking, very appropriate. Yesterday was Katyayani Vrita. Yesterday. So he is speaking that millions of births it takes to come in the association of devotees. So these cowherd girls, gopis, when they were taking bath, I'll not go into the details, but you know, they were holding each other's hands. And holding each other's hands, their association was only talking about these type of subjects, you know. Like, you know, this subject, Krishna, Krishna. But we are also in the association of devotees. At least, I know honestly. What do we talk when we are in the association of devotees? It takes millions of births to come in the association of devotees. And we are in the association of devotees. I'm especially on Sundays, of course, big, but how many of them are really sitting together and this, Prabhu, how do I? Can you tell me? It's not there. So it's a very valuable opportunity. When we hear this, okay, next time I'm sure when you heard this, it takes millions of births for me to come here to Radha Gopinath Mandir. And when I come here, what do I do? Do I use it? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण